After coming to Los Angeles, California from Memphis in 1959, Elvis was nice enough to help me kick off my new Top 10 Dance Party show with this transatlantic phone call to the Army base in Germany where he was stationed.
Elvis, where are you stationed?
I'm in Friedberg, Germany.
How is life in the service, Elvis? What do you do in your spare time?
Well, if I don't have to work late, I usually have the people, you know, over here at the house. We just wake all the neighbors up. We play music and try to pass the time away. It's nice over here, Wink. I mean, I've met a lot of nice people and I've seen a little of the country, not too much. I went to Paris and a few places, but I'd like to come back over here someday as an entertainer. You know, I'd like to come back and have a chance to travel around all over Europe. You know.
Listen, we're hearing a lot of rumors in the States these days about a certain Elvis and a certain German girl. Any truth to those rumors? And how do the girls over there compare to American girls?
Well, I couldn't give you any comparison, Wink. The only thing I can tell you is that I find that the girls here are a lot like the ones in the States. The only thing is the language difference. I've been getting a lot of articles through mail that people have sent me about this little German girl, this little movie actress, you know, Vera. According to a lot of the articles in the magazines, we're almost ready to get married. Actually, I haven't seen her since the first of the year. But it's funny. I get a lot of mail, you know, people asking me about it. There's no chance of marriage over here or over there or anywhere for a while, you know. I will get married someday if nothing happens. First of all, I'm not ready for it. I've got a lot of things I would like to accomplish first, you know. And in the movie industry, I'd like to learn to act, you know. That's what I've got my head going on right now, you know.
I got to tell you that we receive nothing but glowing reports here of how you're conducting yourself in the service, Elvis. Anything you want to say to everybody back here at home while we got you on the telephone?
Well, the only thing I can think of, Wink, is that for the people who have stood by me during the time I've been in the Army and everything, I owe everything to them, and I can't thank them enough, really. Because I've tried to play it straight in the Army, you know. That's the only way it could be. In other words, I couldn't do any entertaining, I couldn't be or do it except just what the other boys do. That's the only way it could be, you know. And I'm glad that it's turned out the way it has, because I've made a lot of friends in the Army among the men that I would have never made before, you know. And I'm glad of this. I would just like to say that for all the people that have stood by me and written to me and so forth, it's really helped me go through it better, you know.
Elvis, I want you to know that I speak for everybody here. We all miss you very much. And I also want you to know how much I appreciate, personally, you taking time from your busy schedule to talk to us as we kick off our new dance party show. And we look forward to your return home.
Okay, well, that's good. And best of luck to you on your new show, Wink. And I'll see you when I get back.
Thanks again, Elvis.
Oh, okay. Good luck, boy. Yeah, bye-bye.